The modern world's oldest continuous democracy with unrivaled protections for citizens under the rule of law, the nation that in our time also incarcerates the most people in the world, with the most people on death row among the G7 nations, who executes more people than any other country in the world after China, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and Iraq. Yes, I'm talking about the United States of America, and I'm talking about what happened yesterday in Oklahoma.
At approximately 7:06 hours, inmate suffered what appears to be a massive heart attack and passed away.
That is Robert Patton, director of the Oklahoma Department of Corrections, at a news conference yesterday, courtesy of KTUL-TV in Tulsa. He is explaining the execution of Clayton D. Lockett by lethal injection, an execution that went badly because of secrecy laws enacted in Oklahoma and other states. To keep the ingredients of lethal injections from becoming public, it will take an autopsy to determine exactly what happened. What witnesses saw yesterday was an African-American inmate, a man convicted of rape and murder in 1999, strapped on a table. He was administered a drug. He became unconscious, then woke up 13 minutes later. Witnesses then report convulsions, violent spasms, shaking of the body, until a doctor called a halt to the execution, and Lockhart died, as was announced, of a massive heart attack. This is the culmination of a chain of events that is unfolding in many states around the country and could have unconstitutional implications for the death penalty, perhaps all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. Carrie Aspinwall is with us now. She's a reporter with Tulsa World, has been following this story. Carrie, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me.
How does the secrecy issue that has been litigated in Oklahoma and other states, how does that lead us directly to what happened to Mr. Lockhart yesterday?
Well, you know, the issue with this is that they have no way to test these drugs. In many cases, what's happening, the reason that they've lost access to the drugs that they had previously used for executions that went very smoothly without these kind of issues, is the manufacturers didn't want to be associated with lethal injection, or did not want their drugs, which were intended for surgery and for helping people, to be used for lethal injections. So the state of Oklahoma and others began to have difficulty obtaining the drugs, and they turned to other sources, other means. And that's how we ended up with the combination that was used last night, which in that specific dosage and combo, To our knowledge, had not been used in a U.S. execution before. Apparently, Florida uses something similar and has used it, but they have different doses slightly.
And so, the uncertainty relates to these secrecy laws, and the court seems to have been concerned about the cruel and unusual questions or some of the legal issues here, but the governor ordered this execution to go ahead, overriding the court in Oklahoma. What goes on there?
Yeah, there was kind of a messy showdown last week with the Supreme Court initially issuing a stay in Oklahoma just based on emergency and necessity, because the Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals, where some pleas had been filed to stop this, they had declined to issue a stay. So the court intervened, saying that these issues need to be heard. Let's do this before we execute these men, because the date was approaching. Mr. Lockett was actually supposed to be executed last Tuesday after his execution had been stayed once before. And that's how we ended up with two today. But the governor intervened and said, they've overstepped their boundary. Only the Court of Criminal Appeals can issue a stay. I'm issuing a stay, and we're having both executions this Tuesday, which there were supposed to be two last night. And as we know, there was only the one and did not go as planned.
We've already seen in the U.S. criticism of other lethal injections that looked very, very bad in what happened during the execution, witnesses reporting concerns that people seem to be in pain. We had an anesthesiologist on this program who predicted that something would go wrong in another state. Is the entire lethal injection framework here that seems to have been set fairly stably in law for decades, is it suddenly being called into question by incidents like this?
I think so, because there is no way to properly test these first. I mean, the inmates end up being the guinea pigs. And I've witnessed several executions in Oklahoma before with the previous combinations, and this never happened. They went very smoothly. The person was obviously not in pain. They just went out, went to sleep, and then within 10 to 12 minutes were usually declared dead. So this combination, you know, they have told us it was because of a collapsed vein, and I'm not sure. There's always a possibility that they could come back and say, well, it was only the collapsed vein. If that hadn't happened, it should have gone as planned. But how do we know that until they effectively test it out on another inmate.
Finally, what is it about the politics of Oklahoma that has made this such a sort of battleground for this issue before we go?
We're a law and order state, and we are actually the number one rate of incarceration for women per capita in the United States, and men were usually in the top 4 and 5. We execute a lot of inmates every year. So we've just been, along with, I think, Florida, Texas, Missouri, among the states that have had trouble obtaining these drugs. And, you know, our politicians are very much tough on crime. That's how the citizens want them to be. The majority of citizens of Oklahoma support the death penalty, and they were supportive of these executions. We'll see, you know, what the reaction is to that in Oklahoma when people see how this went.
Carrie Aspinwall is an enterprise and investigation reporter with Tulsa World, commenting on the Lockhart execution that took place in Oklahoma yesterday, something that did not go according to plan. Carrie, thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.